This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hundreds of people held a vigil Wednesday outside the Hong Kong school of a teenage demonstrator shot by riot police during a violent anti-Beijing protest Tuesday. Video footage showed a police officer brandishing his weapon and shooting the 18-year-old at close range as the protester was about to strike the officer with a metal rod. Hong Kong's police chief said the officer was justified in using his gun because he feared for his life. Tuesday's violent clashes between the pro-democracy demonstrators and Hong Kong security forces disrupted a celebration in Beijing marking the 70th anniversary of the Communist Party rule in China. U.S. House Democrats want information from several current and former State Department officials in the Ukraine probe, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is telling them to back off. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
While visiting Rome, Pompeo's accused three Democratic committee chairs on Twitter of trying to intimidate and bully the officials by asking them to appear for depositions in the next 2 weeks. He says that's not feasible and that he will use all means to stop them from being intimidated. The three chairmen say Pompeo is the one trying to intimidate witnesses into protecting himself and the president, and that trying to keep them from talking to Congress is illegal. The chairs write they expect Pompeo's full compliance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Japanese government said North Korea fired projectiles toward its eastern sea on Wednesday in an apparent display of its expanding military capabilities ahead of a planned nuclear negotiations with the United States on Saturday. There were no reports of damage to Japanese vessels or aircraft traveling in the area. Japan is working on a response. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is urging Tanzania's government not to forcibly deport tens of thousands of Burundian political refugees to their home country, where it says their lives would be at risk. Lisa Schlein reports.
Media reports indicate the Tanzanian government is ready to start deporting refugees to Burundi on Thursday. This is in line with a bilateral agreement the country signed in August to send the refugees home by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash tells VOA his agency hopes Tanzania and Burundi will not pressure or push refugees who fled persecution.
So we hope that Tanzania will not put refugee lives at risk by putting pressure on them to return back home.
In 2015, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza triggered widespread protests when he declared his intention to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Over the past 2 years, more than 74,000 refugees have returned from Burundi, reportedly because of bad conditions in the camps and pressure from the Tanzanian government. The Justice Department's Inspector General says Drug Enforcement Administration was slow to respond to America's opioid crisis and failed to develop a national strategy to combat the problem. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just five. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting President Trump won a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric-charged border wall topped with piercing spikes. The newspaper says the president also suggested soldiers shoot migrants in the legs if they try to cross the Mexican border into the U.S. before staffers talked him out of it. The Times says it based the stories on interviews with dozens of White House officials who met with Trump on ways to stop illegal migration from Central America across the Mexican border. The White House has not yet commented on the report. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.